There were plenty of letters to the evening news this week, and we've selected seven. Here is Alison to start us off.
As we warned you earlier, several of the evening news readers got hot under the collar when they heard that wood-burning stoves may be banned in Norwich. Paul Milner in Sheringham is dead against it. He says, Green councillors want to ban wood-burning stoves because it is said that they contribute to 2,500 deaths a year. Fine, but if they're into banning, they should get their priorities in order. First, a total ban on smoking. It's a deadly drug, accounting for 80,000 deaths a year in the UK. After that, ban the sale of ultra-high processed foods, which contribute to 18,000 deaths a year. Then, promote teetotalism. Alcohol is a pernicious killer, 10,000 every year. As for wood-burning stoves, most families love to see their glowing wood burner during the cold, dark months of winter, not to mention the cosy warmth generated. In addition, that independent source of heat is a comforting and sensible backup when power outages occur. By all means, promote the use of kiln-dried wood and other smokeless fuels and encourage those with old inefficient stoves to upgrade to modern efficient wood burners. But banning? No thanks.
But Denise Carlo in Norwich fully supports the proposal. Let's hope that this newspaper isn't supporting lung disease with the headline, Greens want ban on your fireplace. A more responsible headline could have read, Greens seek citywide smoke control zone to improve air quality. As a lifelong asthmatic, believe you me, no one would deliberately want to cause anyone to develop a debilitating lung condition. Active use of wood stoves, coal fires and petrol/diesel vehicles create small particulates which people breathe deep into their lungs, triggering lung diseases including lung cancer. The charity Asthma and Lungs UK says that lung conditions are the third biggest killer in the UK, with toxic air contributing to up to 43,000 of these deaths every year. Just imagine in Norfolk if all the residents in eight small towns the size of Elsham, with a population of just over 5,000, died every year from lung cancer because of air pollution. We would soon declare a public health emergency and take action.
And the heated argument continues as Judith Tate, also in Norwich, takes the opposite view. So another option of how to heat our homes is to be denied to city dwellers. The few of us who use wood burners to heat at least part of our houses are to be stopped by the fanatical Green Party and Lib Dems. Apparently, there have been a handful of complaints, five, maybe six, which have already been dealt with by education and advice. The law today requires that only two-year-old or kiln-dried wood or e-coal can be used. Modern wood burners create very little pollution. Compare the emissions from a few wood burners used occasionally with the output of traffic jams in the city from diesel and petrol engines pumping out pollution. Their volume of CO2 will not even register on the radar. The alternative people will choose is a gas fire, but that's another fossil fuel. Homes are no longer built with chimneys, so there are few wood burners currently installed, and those are mostly only used on high days and holidays. Why deprive those to whom they give so much warmth and comfort for a bit of political virtue signalling? There will be an immeasurably minute reduction in pollution as a consequence.
Another topic which surprised some readers was the news that the TV series Linley, one of our editor's favourites, I gather, although supposedly set in Norfolk, was actually mainly filmed in Ireland. Richard Gibbo thought the fuss was unnecessary. I read with some dismay C.P. Taylor's lamentation that the new Linley detective series was not filmed in Norfolk. Many of the opening shots are of Norfolk, although the main action was not. This is normal in filming and, for me, hardly an issue worth worrying about. Norfolk is not flat, as he appears to imply in his article. It has big skies, so using lush green island, as opposed to rough land off to concrete over or displaying huge buildings cars, as per the A47, suits perfectly well. Perhaps he ought to have concentrated on the lightweight nature of the script. This is a bigger issue for anyone wanting a replacement for Shetland.
The Linley letters reminded Bill Edney of Causton of another local filming story. Reading of the complaints over the filming of Lindley reminded me of a howler perpetrated by none other than our own Stephen Fry in the programme Kingdom. The scene was of him walking out of his back door, nominally in Swaffham, saying, "I'm just taking the dog out." The next scene shows him walking on Holcombe Beach. Priceless.
On a completely different tack, Chris Edmondson, a boat builder and toll payer in Martham, wrote in because he was very unimpressed with the recent management of the Broads Authority and hopes the new CEO will bring changes. I write in sheer disbelief at the level of incompetence regarding the Broads Authority and their ability to waste vast sums of money on utter nonsense. Now I read the Broads Authority has wasted £10,000 plus a grant on a drone submarine. Can they please explain to me what the intended use of this submarine is? Will it be to check all the sunken boats which the Broads are littered with? Have tolls, or is it simply to count fish, with a view to subjecting them to tolls also? Broad users and businesses are sick to the back teeth of this financial illiteracy, with all the problems the Broads are facing. The money and other grants available could be much better, placed in areas where it is desperately needed. I wish the new incoming CEO well and the best of luck, sorting out 25 years of negligence and wastage. I also sincerely hope she listens to the concerns of the right people, does her best to act on those issues, and does not simply follow the agenda of Mr. Packman, the outgoing CEO of the authority.
Our last letter this week responds to an earlier one condemning fines for dropping people off near the Norwich airport. Jane Lockwood of Norwich writes, "I would like to comment on the article with readers' disgust over fines for dropping off near to the airport. Although the numerous signs were not introduced until November, the double red lines have been there for years. It doesn't take signage to know that double red lines always means no stopping at any time in the highway code. It is an airport. For security reasons, there should be no stopping. End of." Ms. Utting stated that the road is not dangerous. I disagree. I work near there and I see people stopping actually on the roundabout to drop people off and reversing down the approach road when they realise they will have to pay. I had been hoping a traffic warden would be employed just to stop the stupidity. You have to pay at other airports to drop off, so if you don't want to be fined £100, then pay the £6.